The Potting Bench Diaries, 18th of October 2023. It's now officially mid-October and the weather is actually reflecting this time of year for once. Last week saw us basking in temperatures in the early 20 degrees, and this week is decidedly different with constant rain for pretty much the last 4 or 5 days. October, you are always a month of delights. All this rain has meant that there hasn't been much in the way of progress in the garden this week. Not positive progress in any case. Instead, I've just been looking forlornly out the window at the sagging dahlias, the floppy cosmos, and the drooping rudbeckia, thinking to myself, yeah, summer is over. But that's fine, we haven't had the worst summer here, not by a long shot. Yes, there were mammoth rainstorms earlier in the season, and at some points it's felt as though it never really got going properly. But we're happy with how things have gone on the whole, and the garden has been full of life all season long. That's not to say that we wouldn't change anything for next year, far from it. The word here is more. More dahlias, more cosmos, and more rudbeckia. Bigger, bolder, and more. Within budget, of course. This week has seen some more bulbs arrive again. This time it was 100 replete daffodils to fill the borders for spring. These were purchased from the wonderful Rose Press Garden. We had a handful of these in pots last year, and they performed beautifully, so I just had to get some more for a rather impactful display in the borders too. If you've not seen these before, then do yourself a favour and get some. These are very much somewhere near the top of my list of favourite daffodils, and hopefully you can understand why. Elsewhere with edibles, the onions I told you about recently have started to sprout, indicating that they're just about ready to be planted out. These could, of course, have been planted straight out as they were, without starting them off, but I like to get them going in modules to ensure that they get a good start, without sitting in tons of wet soil outside. Now is about the perfect time to start growing your own onions, and garlic too, and contrary to what people think, you don't need bountiful raised beds to grow them in, you just don't. Even just a pot or two will do, and you'll be so glad that you did when you take that first bite. And finally, in podcast news, the next episode is ready and available to get into your ears. And this week, I'm joined by Chris Jessen, aka Groovy Gardening UK on Instagram. You'll have likely come across Chris before, and if you haven't, then you're in for a treat. Chris is a remarkable person, incredibly knowledgeable, and incredibly passionate about plants. You can listen now by going back in your podcast feed or searching for Tales from the Potting Bench. I really do hope that the weather clears up this week and that you're all able to get outside and enjoy your garden over autumn. See you again next week.